why doesn't he fix all things now? Okay, if he did, what would happen to us? Would we be taken down in judgment? I mean, we're sinners. We're imperfect people. If God made everything right now, we would have no more opportunity to repent, no more opportunity. Let's say we're walking with Jesus right now. We'd have no more opportunity to serve, to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven, as Jesus commanded us to do. In other words, it would, for God to bring justice right now and do all that he promises to ultimately do, when that time comes, the windows of opportunity close to change, mm-hmm. to serve. You know, we'll have no more opportunity to share the love of Christ with a lost person once Jesus returns, or once we die and we go, you know, to live with him. So let's look at this opportunity, this life as an opportunity. And in 2 Peter 3, where he says, he is patient toward us, not willing for any to perish, but all to come to repentance. This period of time in which he withholds judgment is an opportunity for grace. You know, we talk about second chances. Well, the Bible does not teach that there is a second chance after death. It says it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. But in this life, he gives us second chances all the time. Second, third, 20th, 50th, 100th, 1,000th, 1,000,000th
mm-hmm.
opportunity to choose cumulatively in our lifetimes. But in order to give us that, he must withhold judgment. Now, often what we want is for him to bring judgment upon all those other people who do wrong things, and then bring reward just to us. You know, well, that's not the way it works.